Human beings have five senses: sight, hearing, touch, taste, and smell. At least, that's what we're told. The truth is that our brains have many more ways of absorbing information to build a picture of the world around us. But what if we have an innate, hitherto untapped ability to see beyond our immediate surroundings? What if extrasensory perception is real? This is what scientists at Stanford Research Institute tried to find out in the 1970s. Their work on remote viewing was surprisingly successful, and so advanced that the CIA took control and classified it top secret. They called it the Stargate Project. More excitingly, one of the scientists who founded the project has made a new documentary about the work he did, and I've been allowed to watch it before it's out on all digital platforms on March 1st, 2019. Now, the Stargate Project was led by Russell Targ and Dr. Hal Puthoff. It was closed in 1995. Recently, using Freedom of Information requests, Targ and his family forced the CIA to release 70,000 documents to finally allow him and the other scientists who researched remote viewing to tell the truth. This is the first time people who knew classified material can talk about it. And from their perspective, as Russell Targ says, this is the last chance to tell our story. It's for this reason that I can't recommend this documentary enough. It blew my mind, frankly. As well as Targ, it includes interviews with Dr. Hal Puthoff, the co-founder of the remote viewing program, Dr. Kit Green, the former director of the CIA's Life Sciences Division, Uri Geller, who was a test subject for Stargate before he was a spoon-bending celebrity, and Ingo Swann, the powerful psychic who coined the term remote viewing. The documentary also contains original footage and documents from the scientists' experiments. Most startlingly, however, is how much it reveals about the success of the program. One time, Ingo Swann accurately described the rings of Jupiter, 6 years before NASA's Voyager got there and photographed them. Another time, remote viewers independently and accurately described the top-secret coded contents of files in a secure NSA facility that didn't officially exist. For 2 decades, the CIA believed remote viewing could be an essential weapon against the Soviets, who were conducting similar research during the Cold War. As a result, the dangers posed to the researchers were very real. One of the Stargate Project's remote viewers was found in a hotel room in Las Vegas, dead in mysterious circumstances. Yet still today, extrasensory perception research is dismissed as a pseudoscience by both the government and the scientific community as a whole. In Russell Targ's opinion, the public deserves to know the truth about the Stargate Project. It was funded by taxpayers' money, after all. As he says,
"You paid for them, you deserve to see them."
And it's hard to disagree.
So, welcome everybody to another edition of the TheoryCast. This one, we started off with a very professional beginning. We're starting it off with some facts. You know, that's what I want to do from now on. We're going to start it off with a video. But I am your host, Michael Garafo, alongside Andrew Badami and Benjamin Dixon. Doug Latuca, not able to join us today. He is enjoying the nice, warm weather down south. So this is a very interesting topic, talking about psychic spies and just people who are psychic in general. This was mainly aimed at talking about people who can kind of predict the future and read minds instead of the actual kind of case that they were talking about, because they were talking about the specific cases. But I picked it because it's very good evidence for people potentially being able to predict the future or read other people's minds.
Yes. No. It is interesting that they're talking about this, and they actually have a documentary coming out about people able to read minds or actually figure out stuff before they're even released to the public, which is kind of crazy if it is real.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm 100% buying it. I mean, I get the whole research part behind it, and obviously what we just listened to, there's some evidence to back it up. But to say you can just read other people's minds and, like, have evidence that that's true and everyone should believe you, I'm just not buying that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot harder to prove that someone can read somebody else's mind. It's more easier to prove that they can, like, predict something that's happening, because they said that they were able to explain what was on the secret CIA files, and they were able to predict what was going to happen on this trip to space. You know, that's more provable. You can say, like, wow, they actually predicted this before it actually happened. But, I mean, there have been a lot of cases of things like that happening over time, like with the Simpsons when they – or that was the Simpsons,
oh,
right?
Oh, with the 9-11 thing?
Or, well, I was going to go more for the Donald Trump angle. That was That was The Simpsons, right?
There's so many things.
Yeah. There's so many
things. There's so many things that you know, that were predicted before they even happened, and then some of them being so eerily accurate, which was really strange, that makes you wonder, maybe these were people like this who were able to see into the future and see this happening.
Yeah. Well, like, there's mediums out there and psychics out there that claim to be able to talk to the dead or predict the future or know what your future is about, which is weird, and it could be real or fake because they have shows about them and people really believe into it. So, I don't know.
I mean, I think if you say something with that much confidence, there's a very good chance a lot of people are going to buy it. You see that a lot in the world. If you say something with conviction, people are going
to
believe you.
Right, if you pretend to have facts, even if they're not real.
I mean, there are some fake psychics out there. Like, there's some that do research before and act like they know what they're talking about, or they'll ask you questions that have very similar answers, or you're getting the response that you want, so it makes it seem like
right. You're
predicting something, or you know something that happened before.
Like if you ask a basic question that you know that you would know the answer to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been to a psychic or anything, but I remember my fifth grade teacher, one of her family members passed away, and she was very distraught about it, and she went to see a psychic, and she said that, like, the symbol that that the family member would stay with them is, like, a feather from a bird, and all of a sudden, she started seeing, like, random feathers all over the place, and I don't know if that's something that the psychic could say, or it's just a coincidence where you started picking up things that you wouldn't necessarily notice
right. If
you didn't know, but there's definitely not some facts, but some stories behind it that could prove it's true.
I mean, you can't really prove the validity of that. I mean, it would be like going out and saying, you know, hey, you're going to see a leaf every time this person's around you, and you're going to definitely become more aware of it. You know, if you see a feather on the ground, you're going to be like, wow, she's with me. But I mean, you might have been seeing them all the time, you just didn't notice until they actually pointed it out to you.
That's a good point, yeah. But this video is saying that the psychics are able to predict or they know information of classified information, which is crazy. And if it is true, maybe they have inside information, which is giving them, they're pretending to be like this, but it could actually happen. You know, there's so many people in this world, and you never know if this person actually is, like, psychic.
That's true. I mean, there's so many people out there. I'm sure there are a few people with some gifts that we have no idea who they are because they just don't want to come out and be. Because if you think about it, if you're somebody like that and you know that you can, like, predict the future and say what's going to happen, if you come public with that, the amount of people that are going to be knocking on your door and are going to be bothering you
all
the
time. And the government, too. They want to do some testing on you. Like,
right.
How can you see the future?
Right. You'll probably be, like, operated on to see is there something special with your brain. So if you're somebody like that and you know that you can predict the future, you're probably going to try to stay more to yourself and not let people know about it because, like I said, the chances of you having you're going to become a very popular person and you probably don't want to. I mean, most of these people are probably very introverted. And, I mean, if you've got a gift like that, you're already an outsider and you can tell.
Yeah, but the idea of being a psychic is very popular in the population today or people's, like, in media. A lot of shows about psychics, like the Long Island Medium. And then there's some show on, I think, E! Or something like that about this guy who's like a psychic. And then there's always like actual shows like the show Manifest. People have like these callings, they say, and they can predict the future. So this is a popular thing and people enjoy watching. So if you can do it, you may get some money out of it, or if you fake it too, just to get money.
Yeah, and it's also something that people just enjoy talking about in general. You see it in movies and shows all the time. And like you said before, to prove the validity of it, it's obviously virtually impossible to do, but it's definitely a topic that is widely discussed and will be popular forever.
Yeah, I mean, and if you think about it, there are so many people. I mean, if you know that somebody can actually, if someone is psychic, you're going to want to go to them and talk to them. I mean, I know watching TV shows, you see these things, you're like, man, like, I know, like, for me, it goes against my religion to do that, but, like, it makes you interested. Like, I want to know what would happen or if something is true or if someone can really tell me what's happening, you know.
Or talk to the dead, too.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's true, like, too, and that's kind of weird. But, I mean, that would also be another thing that would be interesting to be able to not necessarily.
Witness it.
Like, if you're sitting there at a psychic, I couldn't even imagine how strange and just confusing it would be to have someone say something to you that you know nobody else knows, and they just say it, and they're like, yeah, well, like, with the feather thing. Let's say something like that happens, or like her favorite thing was like her apple pie or something, and you'd be like, well, how'd you know that? I couldn't even imagine and begin to fathom how overwhelming that must be to know that somebody says something to you like that, that would kind of prove something like this is true.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also like, if you go to a psychic and they say something about the family member, like they say a saying that they used to say all the time. I mean, how would they even know that? It's not like it's documented somewhere.
That's what's really crazy about them. But the things with the psychic, though, are also have negatives, too. Like, you may want to go to a psychic and be able to see what your future is like, but what happens if you're confronted 20 years later with a problem and you know what's going to happen to you in the future, but instead you choose the wrong path because you think that's the way that's going to get you to where the psychic said. So it could be a win-lose situation, basically.
Right. And then if you also go along with that, I mean, you could think of there's always, when we were younger, everybody, you do what's it called when you pick one or the other? Would you rather, right? And it's like, would you rather know when you die or how you're going to die? It would be something like that, you know? You could ask, like, how I'm going to die. And then if you see something that's a potentially life-threatening situation, you're going to take it a lot more calmly than you would any other person. But that could end up, like you said, that could change the whole path of your life.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and to be brutally honest with you, I mean, this stuff kind of creeps me out. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. It definitely could be, I don't know what the right word to use, maybe disturbing on some level. But it's obviously something people are going to be curious about and could do. For me, I don't know. I'd have a hard time pulling the trigger on that just to, like, you know, to figure out what your future is, to figure out what the people in your past who are no longer around are, like, thinking about. I don't know. It can be disturbing on some level.
It is creepy, but there's people that do it. They claim they can do it. They may not be accurate. They could be faking it, but we don't know because there's no evidence of it because it's so supernatural that what evidence can you have of it besides if they're saying what they're saying to you is true? That's the only thing to back it up. There's no actual evidence.
Yeah, and like I said before, if you say something with conviction like that, you're not going to get a degree that says you're a psychic or you can speak to the dead. If you say that stuff with confidence and conviction, people are going to believe you.
That's so true.
And the other thing that could be said is about Ouija boards. I mean, those things were popular a few years ago, but I mean, I've never done them before. And I've heard of people who have, and I mean, we talked about it a few weeks ago with Liam, who's not able to be with us on the show today, but we talked about that. I mean, I always feel like when I see videos of people online doing Ouija boards and the stuff that they see, and they get so emotional about it, and I'm wondering, well, I mean, there's always the possibility that you're subconsciously pushing it in the way that you want it to go.
Yeah, they say that your fingertips are moving so slowly together that it actually pushes it, but sometimes you never know if it is real or not.
It's one of those things you have to try it to believe it.
Like, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to do it with a few of my friends back in eighth grade, but like I wouldn't ask deep questions
savage.
Like that.
Right.
I'd be like, who's gonna win the Stanley Cup or how tall am I gonna be one day? Like it's not like I'm gonna ask.
Was it ever right?
I mean,
do you know something that we don't know?
I don't think I've hit that height yet. But
no, I'm talking about the Stanley Cup.
Oh yeah, they said the Penguins and the Penguins won. But it was a Penguins. It was a Penguins fan who did it, so like could have been a little subconscious there, but
yeah,
you never know.
That's true. That's very true. But I mean, like I said, things like that, like with the psychic, I don't believe in psychics and stuff, but it's like I said, one of those things
like you got to see it to believe it.
Yeah, you got to see it to believe it. And I feel like once you do it, if something like that happened, like you said, that's so disturbing like that, I'm sure you might end up believing it whether you want to or not. I mean, certain things are just so overwhelming that you just have to believe it. You can't just ignore that it's there.
That is so true.
100%. If there's at least the smallest bit of evidence where you can hear it and you're like, oh, like maybe I can believe this. You're going to believe it.
No matter what. Even if it was like the littlest thing, like a little like movement you saw and you're like, that's it. That's what the psychic said. I'm going to believe it.
Exactly. It's really strange. And people, I mean, some people they go to psychics all the time. And
yeah.
They try and let them plan their lives.
They use it as
out.
Like their therapy or their meditation, pretty much.
But the problem is with those people is they're going to either be false led, and the thing is, they might have some things come true, and then they're going to believe that everything they say is true. And then that's going to affect their life because they have no idea what's real and what's not.
My psychic said this, but
it's not true, so I don't know. The truth must not be real. You know, there are people like that, I'm sure, who they go out and they assume everything that the psychic says is right and everything else isn't real. Because if you get so accustomed to that, all it takes is one experience. And I feel like some of these psychics may target some of the more, not weaker, but more immune.
Gullible.
Not gullible. I'm talking about, like, let's say so you lost somebody. You're going to go to a psychic to talk to them and be like, hey,
so
can I talk to
them? So they get the people that
are
have their guard down at the moment.
Right, yeah, that's the word. Their guard's a little bit down. So they're more subject to getting influenced by these things.
Exactly, yeah.
So, I mean, if you've got someone, let's say like right now, you've got nothing going on, you go talk to a psychic, I'm sure you're probably going to be less likely to believe what they say than you would be if you're in a time of distress or something like that.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's really a very fascinating topic.
Oh, there's tons of fascinating topics to be talking about. This is just another one off the board here.
Just got to put checks along the checklist.
Sure.
So, good show today. Ben, I'll let you wrap this one up.
All right. So, thank you for listening to our theory cast today. We got some more shows coming up. Probably going to hit up MLB Whip Around tomorrow during seventh period.
It's been a while.
Mike and I, we'll get one going. Manny Machado did sign. So, we'll do that Thursday. Potential what-if show. It's tentative. We'll do, obviously, have the Colts Corner podcast coming out. But that's it for today. Thank you to all the people who support us. We say it every week on the podcast. And alongside Andrew Badami, Michael Garaffa, I'm Benjamin Dixon. We'll see you soon.